This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
40 years ago today, a student takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran resulted in 52 U.S. citizens being held hostage for 444 days. Today, Iranian demonstrators are marking that 40th anniversary, chanting in front of that former U.S. Embassy building. California fire officials say wildfire risk is still high in the state, but some that have been burning for days are now largely under control. In Southern California, the Maria fire is 70% contained. Two other fires in the area, the Easy Fire in Ventura County and the Getty Fire in Los Angeles, were fully contained over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
China is now working with the U.S. to finalize a trade deal. During an impromptu meeting with reporters, the president was asked where such an agreement might be signed.
First, I want to get the deal. I mean, the meeting place to me is going to be pretty easy. But first, we'll see if we get the deal. And if we get the deal, the meeting place will come very easily. It'll be someplace in the U.S.
Congress Secretary Ross said that good progress is being made on a trade deal with China and says phase one is possible within the month. President Trump is once again threatening to withhold federal aid from California after their Democratic governor criticized his environmental policies. The president says Gavin Newsom has done a terrible job of forest management. Over the past 2 weeks, fires have raged nearly 100,000 acres in California, where firemen are still battling the Maria fire, which is about 60 miles northwest of Los Angeles. They're gaining ground, so evacuation orders in the area have been lifted and people are returning home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan is criticizing a ban of a thin blue line flag that was given as a gift to a Germantown, Maryland police station. Democratic Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich decided to ban the 5th District Police Station from displaying that flag because he says it's used by some in the Blue Lives Matter movement to send the wrong message. Elrich says,
he's a governor of a state that's got a whole lot of black citizens, and he's got to know the sensitivity of this issue. I mean, my God, we've watched what happened in Baltimore.
Elrich saying his decisions in response to complaints some have about that flag. Governor Hogan responded by tweeting a photo of him standing next to the thin blue line flags, saying he's proud to hang them in honor of brave law enforcement officers. The Republican saying a local elected official prohibiting police from displaying a flag given by a grateful child is disgraceful. The flag was a gift from a local resident for National First Responders Day. and the world champion nationals are visiting today, but President Trump says that military dog who helped hunt down ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi will soon be visiting the White House himself. The dog was injured in the raid in Syria, but has since been recovering. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's
1-800-359-3360. Getting America back on track. Martinez live.
I mean, how would you like the job of getting this country back on track, huh? I mean, in the midst of really important things that we have to consider, we've got impeachment madness happening. Our legislative branch is so occupied with dealing with impeachment that we have serious issues to deal with. We can only be thankful in part that the Chinese right now aren't having, a great time either. I mean, they've got economical issues, even though our job reports look very good. We got another great report that just came out. Unemployment about 3.6, slightly up. Up from the all-time low of 3.5, but looks pretty good, for this past month. But meanwhile, all this that's going on in D.C. is a big distraction for things that really matter for the American people. With us right now to talk particularly about China and his new book, Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy, is Bill Gertz, national security columnist for the Washington Times, senior editor at the Washington Free Beacon. Bill, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Hi, Bill. Good to be on the program.
Well, let's talk about this. I mean, here we are seriously distracted in D.C., but China, as I said, I think we can be grateful that their economic woes are kind of saddling them a bit and has slowed down their march. We can be thankful, I guess, in part for that. Otherwise, they'd be, really going fast forward as if they're not right now because of the distraction that America is dealing with.
Yes. The Chinese are somewhat in retreat based on President Trump's much tougher approach to China, especially on the trade issue. They're getting close to working out a so-called partial trade deal. But yes, the Chinese, again, are stepping back. We haven't seen them do provocative activities in the South China Sea. The U.S. has conducted 7 transits of warships through the Taiwan Strait, and China barely had any response to that. So they're kind of back on their heels from the president's pressure campaign, which I think is working. The whole idea behind that is let's cut off the massive theft of technology that China has been engaged in and see if this Chinese economic miracle can continue.
Bill, you've been studying China for 30-plus years. I mean, you appreciate all the nuance, and you see someone like Donald Trump coming from the outside, pretty much grabbing the bull by the horns. I mean, he said this during his campaign, even before he started running, that China was having their way with America, and you had this sense that if he was ever to become president of the United States, the party was going to be over.
Yes. Just this week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave a great speech in New York, where he identified the Communist Party of China and not the Chinese people as the real threat. This was an amazing speech because he really dove deep into the problem. He talked about how for decades pro-China lobbyists, people like Henry Kissinger and others, have skewed U.S. policy and failed to help us recognize the threat from China. And now for the first time, we are understanding the threat and we're making real changes in that. Also, our academic experts, the China hands, have been wrong for decades. They told us just trade with China, just be nice to China, don't treat China as a threat or it will become a threat. And they were totally wrong. And, you know, they miscalculated. They said if we just had these benign policies, that this would create a benign China. And it hasn't happened. We now have a more dangerous China that's on the march around the world.
But yet, some of these people are still given place, Bill. This is the thing that galls me, is that, if you miss the mark, I mean, even in business, as a manager, if you're managing a project and you under-deliver, boy, your credibility and your portfolio and value to any organization is reduced significantly. Only in the media, only in politics can you be off and somehow you live another day and you make more money than you made before.
That's exactly what's happened in the China watching community. These people were wrong and there's been no penalty. They're still basically been influenced. I think once the dust is settled and we really look deeply at what happened, we'll see that China was able to use its intelligence services and its propaganda machine to influence those experts to really miscalculate and misestimate the danger from China. And now we're really beginning to see that this is really an existential threat to the United States. We need to deal with China in a way that's going to mitigate these threats to our security, and mm-hmm. not just our security, but the security of the whole world. China
exactly.
wants to export their totalitarian or / authoritarian system around the world to replace the model that the U.S. has had, which was a democratic free market focused on individual liberty and freedom.
Yeah, we're surrounded by all these ambitious ideologies that want to take over global supremacy, whether in the Middle East we've got ISIS and we've got Turkey on the rise, and in China we've got, in the seas there. We're surrounded by all this. But if we're not on top of this and we don't respond to this emerging threat, I mean, thank God for Donald Trump, who's not getting any credit right now for this. Maybe history down the road, decades down the road, we might be able to, say thank God for Donald Trump, but not right now.
Yeah, we really need a global information education effort. I mean, America has tremendous power militarily, economically, in many other areas, except in the information sphere, and that's where we're getting killed. Mm-hmm. All these ideologies that you mentioned, the Chinese communists, the Islamic extremists, they are more effective at getting their message out than the United States is, and I've been advocating this for years, that we really need to go on the offensive informationally to educate people about these fundamental values of freedom and prosperity and free markets. We've got to do a much better job of that. I think the Trump administration is trying to figure that out, but mm-hmm. that's been the weakest part of their policy, is the ability to get the message out to the world.
Well, the message has been compromised, and what could be suggested here, Bill Gertz, and this is going to require, some more investigation, but it would appear that there's smoke coming out of the camps of influencers who have been paid off.
Yes, I think that, this is one of the areas that I want to continue doing investigative reporting, is to really uncover some of these links between the Chinese government and the lobbyists in the United States, the business community, the academic community, and really expose that so that people can be educated.
How about political leaders, Bill Gertz?
Absolutely. absolutely.
Everybody wants to, kind of dance around that issue. But what is being brought up, Peter Schweitzer brought up in Secret Empires, is something to really look at. I mean, we just can't say, well, that's not necessarily, illegal. It may, and that, it's questionable if it's moral or ethical. I mean, it either is or it isn't. I mean, what is it that we just want to stay in a gray area instead of calling it for what it is?
Yeah, that's changing. I think there's been a major sea change during the Trump administration that we're going to start seeing real exposure of a lot of these nefarious Chinese activities.
Without a doubt. Bill Gertz is with us, and our conversation will continue after this. Stay with us. 15 minutes after.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free! This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free! As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts in helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
This is your time, your fault.
I'll tell you, it's as good as any time to have a comeback, ladies and gentlemen, to get this country back on track. But it means that all hands are on deck. You know, we got to understand what it is we're fighting for. And let's start with the U.S. Constitution, huh? Boy, I'll tell you, we've been told for a long time. And as, you know, John Rutherford had pointed out, or John Whitehead, I should say, from the Rutherford Institute earlier, is that even our political officials, they're detached from the Constitution. They don't even know what the Constitution is. That's pretty scary, and thinking that they're running our country. Bill Gertz continues with us, national security columnist for the Washington Times, senior editor of the Washington Free Beacon. His latest book, Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy. Lest we lose sight of that fact, they have not, Bill Gertz. That is their goal, global supremacy, right?
Yeah, and again, this is one of the major failings of U.S. intelligence. For decades, the Pentagon has produced an annual report on the Chinese military, and every year they said China has no global ambitions. Their most serious threat is to try and retake Taiwan and force Taiwan back into mainland China. And now we understand in recent years that was totally false. We're seeing the expansion of China economically through a project called the Belt and Road Initiative. This is a multi-trillion-dollar development plan, which is basically buying up countries. Mm-hmm. And they go into these countries and they build infrastructure. They'll build a railroad and they'll even provide the funding. And then they'll use debt trap diplomacy, where they get the country indebted to China. And when the country says that they can't pay for the railroad, the Chinese say, well, that's our railroad now and we own it.
Yes.
And so they're using that method to try and increase their influence globally. And this is rooted in both the communist ideology as well as ancient Chinese strategy and nationalism. In other words, they think that the Chinese are taking their rightful place as the supreme force for the entire world.
Mm-hmm. And what's happening, you know, with the conflict there in China between Beijing and Hong Kong? You know, what's going to happen here, Bill?
Well, this is, again, it shows the deception of China. I mean, deception, to understand the Chinese communist government is to understand that they are steeped in deception. Mm-hmm. And their promise to the people of Hong Kong, which was a former British colony, was you can keep your freedom, you can keep your free system, as long as you say that you're part of China. They called it one country, two systems. Well, mm-hmm. we saw that was a lie about 6 months ago when they started to encroach on the legal system. They wanted to pass a bill that would allow Beijing arbitrarily to take people from Hong Kong and try them in China, where the Communist Party is the ultimate ruler there. Now, they don't have a real system of rule of law there. Mm-hmm. So that was what triggered these widespread protests that have been going on for months. And I can tell you, the Hong Kong protesters, they are fighting for their democracy. They are mm-hmm. fighting for what was promised them back in 97 when they said they could keep their system.
Well, and this is insane. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, you gave them a sunset clause. The British did in setting this whole thing up. And every time we get into these, these kind of sunset clauses and we set people up, I mean, sooner or later, there's going to be a judgment day that's coming. And what are we, about halfway through the period of time that this was set up? It was, a 50-year agreement or something?
Yeah, they said there was some vague language that the Chinese have used that said, well, after 50 years, we'll reevaluate it. But there was a declaration made between the British and the Chinese back in 97 that said, no, you're going to keep this system, and this is the system that will remain. Mm-hmm. So there are differing interpretations. Obviously, Beijing has one. The British and the rest of the world has another interpretation about how free Hong Kong will be and for how long.
Bill, you kind of touched on it, and I'm sorry, I wanted to stay with it a little bit, and then I got into this other issue. But let's talk more about the emerging threats militarily of what China is doing with these islands in the South China Sea.
Yes, there's an another area where we've seen Chinese deception on display. Back in 2015, Xi Jinping told then President Obama that China would not militarize these disputed islands. So there are a handful of very small islands and reefs that China has been rebuilding, and then they went ahead and beginning around April of 2018, the Pentagon detected that they had deployed anti-ship missiles and anti-aircraft missiles, and so then it became, well, hey, you said you weren't going to militarize these islands, and now they're militarized. Mm-hmm. I was in Beijing in June of 2018 with then Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, and he basically put the Chinese on notice. He said, look, we have to resolve this or we're headed for some major conflict. Mm-hmm. And the dispute is that the U.S. and its regional allies and partners recognize the South China Sea as international waters.
Exactly.
And the Chinese are claiming that this is a Chinese lake. It's mm-hmm. unprecedented in history that mm-hmm. international waters like that have been claimed as sovereign maritime territory. Even the Romans didn't claim the Mediterranean as their territory. Mm-hmm. So that kind of gives you a sense of this idea, this encroachment, and this hegemony that is emanating from Beijing.
Well, when does this come to all, you know, come to a head here?
Well, you know, I mean, the U.S. has to basically, if it were me and I were in charge of U.S. policy towards China, I would say, hey, let's start rebuilding some islands and militarize those.
Exactly.
And we'll guarantee the freedom of navigation in that international water.
Yeah, it's that old Pennzoil commercial, you can pay me now or pay me later, and it seems the further we get down the road, the more complex it's going to be, and, you know, what do those islands look like even in another 10 years?
Yes, and I go back to the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo's speech this week, where he really laid out that the problem is the Communist Party of China. And again, people were wrong. This is a party that sees the United States as its main enemy and sees the United States as the main impediment for China seeking its ultimate goal of global hegemony, that is, global domination.
Well, Bill, in the book, Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy, as you've been pointing out here, you really get into detail the failure to understand the nature and activities of the dangers posed by China and what the United States can do in taking needed steps to counter these threats. You just mentioned one, that we could start building up our own military islands ourselves. So, I mean, we got to get in the game here, right?
Exactly. Another recommendation I make is let's expand our missile defenses in Asia. We saw that China waged economic warfare against South Korea, costing the Seoul economy upwards of $5 billion by sanctions that they imposed on businesses in South Korean businesses doing business in China. And the reason they did that was because the United States deployed the Theater High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, missile defense, a highly effective missile defense. And if China is going to do that kind of economic warfare, why not deploy more THAAD units all around China, in Mongolia, in Southeast Asia, in India, and let's put the Chinese on notice that we're going to neutralize their large force of missiles if they continue to show these aggressive activities in the South China and East China Seas.
And, of course, recently North Korea is back up to their antics. They have fired off a couple of missiles just to let us know they're still around.
Yeah, and didn't get a lot of attention because, like as you mentioned, the obsession in Washington with impeachment, well, the real issues are going on. You know, my view is that the Chinese are responsible for North Korea, and they are responsible for the danger there. You know, few people remember that it was the Chinese that supplied the transporter erector launchers, the mobile missile launchers, which are now fitted with ICBMs that can reach the United States. I can't think of a greater strategic weapons proliferation than China's provision of those launchers to this rogue state, North Korea.
Well, Bill Gerks, an award-winning national security journalist and author of 7 books, his latest that we've been in discussion, is available all over the place, linked at our website, Deceiving the Sky. Bill Gerks, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
40 years ago today, a student takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran resulted in 52 U.S. citizens being held hostage for 444 days. Today, Iranian demonstrators are marking that 40th anniversary, chanting in front of that former U.S. Embassy building. California fire officials say wildfire risk is still high in the state, but some that have been burning for days are now largely under control. In Southern California, the Maria fire is 70% contained. Two other fires in the area, the Easy Fire in Ventura County and the Getty Fire in Los Angeles, were fully contained over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
This is your time, your phone. The fight, the fight, your phone. You come so far, keep going.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, and coming back just like you. That's great, isn't it? That's what it's all about. We're going to get this country back on track. I mean, look what's happening with our economy in spite of the resistance that's taking place. I know it's a little frustrating, but look, we're just going to breathe. We're going to get through this process, even though there's closed doors and all that. And I would say probably the best thing to do is kind of avoid the discussion. You know, because especially with some people, you know, even people that are on your side, they get just so revved up over this. It's like, and again, in part, I don't blame them, and I don't blame you for being upset about the way our president, who was elected by 63 million Americans, who said, look, we need to clean up this mess. But the fact of the matter is that it is a mess. As I was mentioning earlier, I spent some time, again, reviewing Peter Schweitzer's book, about empires, secret empires. You know, speaking of secrecy, And, you know, a lot focused on the Bidens, right, and especially with Ukraine and all this. But the fact of the matter is, and Peter has done this time and again. I mean, he's done such a great job. I'm telling you, if anybody needs to be awarded the Freedom Medal, it should be Peter Schweizer for all his investigative effort and hard work that he's done on behalf of the American people in pointing all this stuff out that's gone out. I mean, it's amazing. What is going on, the level of corruption that has taken place in our government. And it's equal opportunity. I mean, if anything's bipartisan, it's that. It's the corruption, because it's the system itself. And it's all covered in that, Washington, D.C. speak of, well, it's not necessarily moral, it's not necessarily ethical, but it's not illegal either, you know? And so on that basis of illegality, the lack thereof or the confusion, they run rampant. And my goodness, they're running, 18-wheel trucks loaded up with all kinds of corruption going sideways down the Beltway and around D.C. And it's incredible. And Peter looks at this and goes, what is going on? What are we missing here? So all this corruption has taken place. And so what we see in the deep state, what we saw with the Bidens, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. I mean, look at this is all child's play. This has been going on for a long time. And it's kind of, ironic and so rich that the very same people that have really perfected the idea of quid pro quo are questioning the president on something like what happened in Ukraine. Like, boy, they were up in arms in Helsinki because the president somehow didn't give a noogie to Vladimir Putin and didn't, pin his ears up against the wall in front of everybody about him messing around with it. And Vladimir Putin kind of loves all the notoriety that's been given his way for what? You know, what did he do? Did he do it? Was it Ukrainians? Who was it that actually, messed around? You know, we say sometimes with, such surety that it was the Russians that had manipulated. And remember, it was Barack Obama himself said that, he declared quite clearly not one vote had been changed because of the efforts of the Russians. Now, that's interesting that he would say that. Not any, statistical engineer, somebody with knowledge, but he, as the President of the United States, knew that not one vote had been changed. That was his declaration. Now, since then, there's been waffling that's taken place, the amounts of money that the Russians spent and how that's been accounted for, I don't know. It started out, as chump change, maybe got up to as high as $100,000. Do I hear $200,000? I mean, what is going on here? But they just keep extending it to fit the narrative because $100,000 for a national buy, any kind of national impressions, even with Facebook, is not going to move the needle of any kind of consequence. The Democrats are hard pressed to appreciate that. They had the wrong message and the wrong messenger. You know, sometimes they admit that. Although she may come back, because the Democratic Party is in such a mess. See, all this stuff is telling because they lack confidence in their potential standard bearer, the next standard bearer. They're opening up all options. Let's get rid of Trump. Let's put a lot of pressure on that. Have Nancy Pelosi, put her whole career and legacy on the line over this faux impeachment. And so she's going to lose the gavel. And, if worse leads to worse, Michael Bloomberg, Michelle Obama, supposedly her name keeps coming up, but she keeps saying, I don't want the job. I mean, why should she? Life is good for her. I mean, her and her husband are enjoying, a lot of comfort and luxury at the expense of we the people. I don't know if you saw that, but how much money we spend for each of the president. Of course, the Obamas get the bigger number. I don't know. Maybe it's just cost of living in this era as opposed to previous eras. The cost of offices and, one deal another. I mean, it's ludicrous. The amount of money they're paying, millions of dollars, over $1 million for an office. Really? Come on. This is what's happening. And then we wonder what's going on with our government and why there's so much waste. Well, look at our leaders. We give them this idea that somehow, they're not exactly kings and queens, but they might as well be because we give them such, you know, such covering and so much money. I mean, there's no accountability. It's like, okay, fine, just go ahead, spend $1 million in office. Okay, no big deal. Like, wait a minute, we can't find something, you know, a little bit more prudent? No, that's okay. Just you got an open checkbook. You've got your fingers in the American Treasury. And that's the way government works, is that they find a way to get close to the Treasury, get their tentacles in there. And once they do, or they're close enough to it, and they can influence said Treasury dollars, then their stock goes up. And next thing you know, there's foreign interests, there's all these other things that are involved in, and somehow it's okay. It's all okay, but it's at the people's expense. I mean, that's what's being leveraged here. So it is one big giant quid pro quo, and right now, because it's expedient and convenient, and it fits the revolver of the Democrats right now, let's go ahead and let's talk about quid pro quo with Ukraine, even though the president says, look, there was no pressure. And even though the way this thing outlined, let's forget the fact that Donald Trump, since day one, has said that European partners need to support their European neighbors more than the United States. Why is the United States the ATM for all these countries? Why are they coming to us all the time? Well, we know in part because you had kind of shenanigans going on that the Bidens did, according to Peter Schweitzer and others who have researched this issue. These guys, I mean, look, it's a mess. And then they act like as if they're so pure and high and mighty and they didn't have anything to do with it. This is all part and parcel. They've all contributed to this stuff. And so the president is now looking at it from a business standpoint in the line item and going, well, what are we doing? Why are we giving them all this money? Why? Where's NATO? Where's the European countries who nearby should be, you know, more concerned than the United States about Ukraine? You know, where's their investment? Where's Germany's investment? Well, you know, why should they invest when the United States are a bunch of suckers and they're investing? And, of course, they're seeing what's going on. They see the Bidens. They see Clintons. They see all the other politicians going there, and they're working out their side deals. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're asked to support. Why should they? I mean, you know, this thing's dirty to begin with. But, you know, are we going to be able to deal with this? Let me tell you, if a Democrat gets elected, forget it. There's no way. The deep state continues. It's revived. All the shenanigans, all this corruption, that will continue. Donald Trump really is our Obi-Wan Kenobi on this, I'm telling you. He is the one that will get down to the bottom and will at least be part of the spear that comes against not only when we talk about the D state, it's bad enough. It's a shadow government that's unelected, you know, these unelected bureaucrats that are pulling the levers of our government at the people's expense, by the way. And even then, it's not even just at the people's expense. They continue to double dip and work with foreign countries. And what Donald Trump, you know, what they supposedly have suggested that Donald Trump did, the reason that they're so aghast by it, because they themselves do this. You know, it's like they take one, you know, takes one to know one. Are you starting to see how this picture is being revealed? You know, methinks you complain too much. The finger one that you're pointing has three coming back at you, so you're three times more guilty than him.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea.
idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreen, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Before the top of the hour, we're back with you, America. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Who would have thought that in, you know, searching for miracles, that you might find an answer amongst camels? Well, our next guest, Christina Adams, is an award-winning author of the memoir, A Real Boy. She's a journalist and speaks on autism, writing, culture, and camels. Her work has been featured by National Public Radio, The Washington Post, L.A. Times, Gulf News, just go down the list. And she's here with us right now to talk about her new book, Camel Crazy, A Quest for Miracles in the Mysterious World of Camels. Christina, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great and so happy to be here with you, Bill.
Well, really, I am too. I'm amazed. I mean, I'm fascinated. You got my attention in Camel Crazy. What is it about camels? What got you on this journey?
Well, I was just minding my own business one day, and I was at a kids' book fair, and I saw a camel standing there, and no kids were riding it, and I went over and met the owner, who lives in the San Diego, greater San Diego area, and I found out that camel milk was used to treat premature infants in the hospitals in the Middle East, and it might be close to human breast milk, and that gave me the idea that it might help my son's autism symptoms and be a non-allergenic dairy substitute, because sometimes cow milk and those kind of milks can exacerbate autism symptoms in our children.
What is it in the camel milk? Is it a colostrum situation, or what is it that you say that is it mimics some human milk that you found could be beneficial?
Well, it turns out that the camel itself is quite a very unique animal, and it's kind of naturally disease-resistant on its own, and it's such a sturdy, amazing animal. It's been surviving in a lot of tough environments, and so that's sort of translated to how amazing its milk is. And in my research, which I talk about here in the book, it's basically, we think that it is not only the essential fatty acids, the high level of an insulin or insulin-type protein, and the vitamins and minerals that are very good, but also it has these unique enzymes and these little immunoglobulins, which we can call antibodies, and some things like that that really help mitigate inflammation, which is kind of what is the common theme in all the diseases that it's used to treat, like diabetes and skin conditions and gut issues.
So how did this work for your son?
Well, I really had no idea, because that day that I had my idea, I went home and I looked on the internet and there was zero information, and I just kept on going. Sometimes, you know, you just have these instincts and it's sort of another form of intelligence and you just have to keep going. And so I managed to fly some in frozen bottles of milk from Bedouins in the desert in Israel. I gave it to him. Yeah, it took a while. It was not easy, and I gave it to him, and he got better overnight. The next morning, he was just an incredible child that was doing things that he had not been able to do before. The way he spoke, the way he moved his body, because motor skills are kind of an issue in autism, and just the emotional content, said things like, "Mom, you're really great. I love you."
Oh, wow!
And
wow!
Just amazing.
Well, Christina, I mean, this is miraculous, isn't it?
Yeah, and the word miracle is kind of an interesting word, because, you know, it can sound kind of sensationalistic and all that, but really miracles are just things that, you know, are factors that come together, and it's not like it has to be something that doesn't make sense. It just, you know, it makes scientific sense, which I outline in the book among the stories, but it's just amazing that it had such a profound impact. So it is kind of a miraculous effect, because autism and some of these other disorders that camel milk works in are so hard to treat.
Yeah. Well, and the process to obtain the camel milk, it's not like all of a sudden you just, you know, go to Amazon and have them send over, you know, some camel milk. I mean, you've got some government regulations to you know, kind of wade through too, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is where my starting my career at the Pentagon and have a career in aerospace and government, like state level and federal government, that all came into play for me. I have really learned how to kind of, you know, read the regs, so to speak, and work the chain of command. And so I was able to kind of empower myself and know when to hold them and know when to fold them. So I got some assistance from, you know, different government players at certain levels who were very sympathetic to what I'm doing.
Well, how
I got
long
letters from doctors, and it helped. And I was able to, you know, import it with the permission of the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
How long did it take?
Oh, that took about, I kind of tried to avoid dealing with it for a while, but eventually about a year and a half maybe after I started.
Right.
Yeah, almost two years.
And so almost instantaneous, your son is given the camel milk, and he's normalized?
Well, at that time, when it comes to the word to autism, I don't use the word like cure or normal, because it's a very difficult disorder. But he improved overnight significantly on 4 ounces of milk, and then as the days and the weeks went on, he was able to cross the street by himself. He was able to skin cleared up from the outside, because autism is connected to inflammation and immune dysfunction now, as science has increasingly revealed. So he improved overall from the milk at least 30% based on all his past data and all the testing and everything. I was able to see that.
How's he doing now?
He is amazing. He is so bright and intelligent and hilarious. He's so funny. He is 22. He just turned 22, and he was 9 at the time when I gave it to him. And he's in community college now.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Studying lots of things. He kind of plays music and makes funny videos with his friends, and he can drive and things like that. He just says it's a little crazy to drive in Southern California right now. So
well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He sticks to skateboard buses and Ubering around with our friends.
Right, exactly. So here you got, and you're in Southern California, so you got all some of the celebrities drinking dragon's blood, and your son can go around and say, well, you know, you can have your dragon's blood. I'm going to have my camel milk.
bless his heart. Yeah, I mean, even for L.A., you know, area, we're known for our health kind of things, even though I'm from Virginia, so
right.
Camels are even more unusual animal for me. But, yeah, camel milk, there are people using it in Beverly Hills. They're selling it for, like, $30 a bottle now.
Wow.
Back in, a few years ago after I, you know, it became so apparent that this milk was great, I actually wrote an article that went viral and helped start off a global industry in camel milk.
Mm.
And so now, and then I wrote a science article after that, which has been cited by about a dozen scientists. And so now people around the world are drinking it for a lot of reasons, and it's not as strange as it used to be.
$30 a bottle?
$30 for 16 ounces.
Wow. Wow.
But I do say you can get it from the farmers for less than that. And the book, and I love the farmers, and I have some really great people in my book. Mm-hmm. So one of the our wonderful farmers in America is an Amish man that became a Mennonite because he wanted to go online, and he's a great marketer. So, and he's like a really good, you know, constitutional, loving, politically engaged guy that is so devoted to his mission of camel milk. And he's a great character in my book, and I think your readers really enjoy him.
Well, that's good. That's good fun. Well, and when they transport it, I mean, in terms of it, you know, not getting compromised and that sort of thing, is it easy to transport and for it to hold its integrity?
Yes, things have really changed now. Back when I brought it in, of course, it was, you know, like a, from the leaving the Bedouins in the desert, which is where we got it,
right,
and then drive to the airport and then flying in on LL, you know, 15, 16 hours and all that. It was quite the journey, but it always arrived fine. And so here in the U.S., you can just get it frozen. You can, if you're close to a farm, you can get it fresh. You can have it in a couple of days, and you can go to stores near you now or even get powder. It's just amazing.
Well, what about for everybody else? What kind of health benefit is camel milk for, you know, somebody without autism?
Right. So it turns out that the cultures that are familiar with camels have used the milk for thousands of years as a health aid and to heal the sick. Mm-hmm. And it's even mentioned in, you know, holy book. So
right.
Like the Quran and then other, you know, long-term ancient faiths have, you know, kind of known that it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not like a new thing for certain diseases and things, but in this country, you know, no one's heard of it except for me until recently.
Right.
And so it's used for different things like diabetes, type 1 and 2, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, anything to do with inflammation, skin conditions. And in Camel Crazy in the back, I have an appendix that has the guide, the user's guide to camel milk.
Right.
And I outline some of the conditions, how much to take, and then I also have a source guide in the back that tells you where to get it.
And recipes, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, because you need recipes, right?
I've got a smoothie recipe and serving tips for your picky kids or people that just would wrinkle their nose at the idea of camel milk. But once they taste it, what do they always say? It just tastes like milk.
I was going to say, it doesn't taste like chicken or anything, right?
Everything else does, but not
right.
Camel milk.
Yeah, camel milk actually tastes like milk. That's good. So you've done experiments with scientists. In
yes,
a Nobel Prize-winning lab, and what did you learn?
Well, I'm kind of revealing in the book for the first time, so I would like people to kind of come along on that journey. I don't want to be a spoiler here, but let's just say that...
Yeah, get the book, okay? People, don't be so cheap. You'll be drinking, we'll be toasting camel milk for the new year all together here. So anyway, go ahead.
If any of your readers, I mean, the reading population in your radio audience, if anyone likes to come out, I know your San Diego area has quite a few military and service veterans
yes.
and families, and I'm going to be at Warwick's Books in La Jolla tomorrow night, Tuesday the 5th at 7:30, and I would love to meet anyone. And then Thanksgiving weekend, I'll be in Ramona, California, in the San Diego area, at the Oasis Camel Dairy for 3 days, and you can feed pomegranates to the camels.
Oh, they have a camel dairy there?
They do, and it's in the book. There, it's like an amazing camel fur, and he's featured in the book. And I would love to meet anyone. And of course, I have those events listed on my website at ChristinaAdamsAuthor.com.
Hey, check it out, Camel Crazy. You and me and everybody else all together. Thank you very much, Christina Adams, award-winning author of the book. So good to meet you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You too, Bill. Have a wonderful day.
The Timo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antidiabetic, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.